possible. Lord, I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart for all of these fathers, these dads, these godly men that stood before us this morning. But Lord, as I lift them up, I know that their struggles, their challenges, their things that we face as men of God, as dads, that cause struggle, that cause heartache, that cause pain. And God, sometimes just as a man, it's hard to figure out how to deal with those. But God, you give us instruction, you give us promise, you give us a plan. So Lord, as we look at Abraham today, use his life, use his story to speak to us as you would see fit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, as we look at this scripture, I want to just really quickly point out, there's lots in here, but point out some things that stood out to me as I reflected on the passage. And I started off by looking at the character of Abraham. And as I looked at that, in general, I think what that does, it challenges us. And this is Father's Day, so yes, I'm directing this somewhat towards fathers, but it's applicable to all of us. So receive it as God gives it. But character is something that Abraham reflected. And not just character in one situation, but living for God on a daily basis. And if you look at the beginning of what's said in Genesis 18, verses 1, starting with verse 1, it says, "The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great tree of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance of the tent in the heat of the day." So the Lord meets him. He's hanging out. He's at a place. Why would he be there in the heat of the day? And there's a sense of an expectation in Abraham. He has a relationship with God. There's a familiarity that Abraham has with God. And I had missed that. This is the first time in my study, in my preparations, the first time I've really caught this. It seemed, even as you continued the discussion about the visitors that come, it's not a surprising thing. It's not an amazing thing. It's something that Moses seems to be expecting. And so he's familiar with that. So, you know, I believe dads, fathers, men, we're to live with character, but we're also to live expectantly. We're to expect God to interact with us on a regular basis, just as Abraham did here. And when we do that, when we have expectation, God provides opportunity. Actually, no, that's really not accurate. God provides the opportunity anyway. But when we're expecting it, we're more able to see that opportunity for what it is. So first of all, being familiar with God, having a daily relationship with God, connecting with God, not just when there's a struggle, not just when you come sit in a church pew, but being familiar with who God is, how much God loves you, where God is in your life on a regular basis, and then expecting God to show up in your life. And then being willing to take advantage of those opportunities. There was another one here. There's a sense of respectfulness that Abraham has. You know, Abraham was, we know from the scripture, he was already up in age, and there's a sense in the culture where an older man is to be respected and revered, and Abraham could have very much worn that as a badge. He could have insisted on acting in that way, but he didn't. Instead, he became a servant to these visitors. He saw it as an opportunity to provide for someone who he realized was actually God, that these visitors that had been sent to him. And I want to just put a marker there for a minute and turn to a scripture, because I believe we as a people are struggling to understand what respect is these days in many, many areas of life. And I'm not even going to try to point out certain ones. I just want us to recognize that Abraham showed respectfulness in the midst of this situation. And then I want to read a scripture that you just take it as God wants to use it and speak to you today. But it comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, and just hear the word of the Lord. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to emperors to the supreme authority, or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong, or to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. And then this is what I really want us to hear today. Show proper respect for everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor. If we as believers, and yes, we're supposed to stand up for what we know is right, but we're also to do that in a way that we're showing respect to others. And that scripture said we're supposed to show respect to everyone. Did it say you're only supposed to show respect to the people that are right? Only the people that agree with you? Only the people that treat you like they're supposed to? Only the people that haven't made mistakes? It says we're supposed to show respect to everyone. That doesn't mean you have to agree with everyone. But we're to respect everyone. Scripture says that. And I believe somehow or another, even as believers, sometimes we lose sight of that. So character. I want to throw out, and I've used this in the past, so you may have heard me use it before, but an illustration on character that I think brings it even more to today. An illustration, there was this father and son that were going on Father's Day weekend to see a movie at the movie theater. Well, as they're going, the son is excited. They picked out an appropriate Father's Day movie, and they're going in to get up to the place to buy the ticket. And this young college-age student is there to sell him the ticket. And he says, how many tickets, sir? And he says, that'll be two tickets, one for me and one for this little guy right here. And the attendant says, well, how old is he? And he looks and he said, well, he just turned 10. The dad had a big smile on his face. And the guy at the ticket window said, what's wrong with you, man? Are you made of money or what? You see that sign right there that says under 10 is free today. Why didn't you just tell me that? Nobody would have known. The dad looks at the ticket person at the window and said, my son would have known. That's what character is. And you see, sometimes we're able to turn it around, and you know, that dad may have been struggling with financially, and he could have tried to turn it around and say, you know, this is an opportunity for me. I'm not going to have to spend as much money, and God's blessing me in this way. That's taking something out of context, using it for our own will. I don't believe ever God wants us to compromise our character for anything. On a daily basis, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your character, just like Abraham did. Well, we move on to challenges. We face many different challenges. All of us do. I'm not going to get into it, but I heard Michael Chuck, who was here a couple of weeks ago, he talked about, and I know because Rob mentioned it in our deacons meeting, and some of you may have been here, he talked about the illustration of a Messiah being in our midst. Does anyone here remember that illustration? Well, this is really coming alongside what's happening with Abraham. Because God, these visitors came, but this is God in Abraham's midst. And we need to remember that's true for us as well, even in the midst of challenges. And you know, Abraham was facing a pretty big challenge. One that he had lived with for a long time in his life, but still, he wasn't just soaking that up in a way that it was all about him. He was responding to God. So all this is going to be connected. If we look at Genesis 15, 4 through 5, we'll see in Scripture exactly what Abraham's challenge was. And, before I read it, you know what the challenge was? What did Abraham yearn for that he didn't have? a son. He wanted a son. And you know what? God had already had a conversation with him, but he didn't just have a conversation. God made him a promise. And this is what we're reading in Genesis 15, verses 4 through 5. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir." He took him outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said, "So shall your offspring be." This is the promise God made to Abraham. Now, Abraham was up in age. Sarah, his wife, was up in age. This seemed like an impossibility. Yet in the midst of Abraham entertaining the Lord himself through these three visitors that had come to him, there was a reminder that God had made a promise to him, and that promise was going to be kept. I want to pause for a moment. We talked about character. Now I want to talk about challenge. I'm wondering, are there really any dads here, any men here today that really have any challenges? Is your life pretty much just fit together right now like a glove and everything's smooth? You don't have a problem in the world. You lay your head on a pillow tonight with not a care in the world, and you wake up with a smile on your face, and you just go through the day perfectly with no concerns whatsoever. How many of you can say that's the way your life is right now? What a thought, because mine's not either. We face challenges. Abraham was facing a challenge. God made Abraham a promise. God came back and reminded Abraham of that promise. God desires to be a part of the challenges that are in your life, just like he was in Abraham. Then I promise you, our God is big enough to deal with any challenge you're facing now, any of us today. I don't know what your challenges may be, but I want to point something out. I looked up, just did a quick search in Scripture, and there are thousands of promises from God in Scripture. And I'm just going to list categories of some of the ones, and there's hundreds on some, just on some of these topics. God makes promises to us about forgiveness, about the Holy Spirit being with us. God makes bukus of promises to us about money and finances, just in case there happened to be anybody in here that's dealing with that. God makes promises about our needs, about healing, about wisdom and guidance, about children, family, and marriage, about peace, about overcoming temptation, about protection, about fear, and about resurrection. And that's just something I found in a whim. God makes those types of promises, and we are to claim them. What is your challenge today? And I want to bring that around to the whole impossible idea. You see, there are some things in your life right now, some challenges you're facing that you truly think there's some things that are impossible. And they may be impossible in the way you think they need to be carried out. But there's a scripture, and I want you to turn to it. Everyone who has a Bible, and there's Bibles in front of your pew in front of you if you'd grab it up, I want you to turn to this. Matthew 19:26. Matthew 19:26. Because I want you to see this in black and white. I want you to leave here having seen that in writing in the Holy Scriptures. Matthew 19:26. While you're finding that, I'm going to read what happened a few chapters later with Abram. He said, "Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time God promised him." And Abraham had, that's the end of Scripture, but Abraham did indeed have as many offspring as there were stars in the sky. So, who will read Matthew 19:26 for me? Joey, will you read it for me? With God, what? All things are possible. there's nothing you're facing, there's no struggle that's there, that God can't work out the way God desires. Now, the thing is, sometimes we're so limited, we think working out means limited to this, and God wants to make it so much bigger than that. But if God can take a couple that's nearing 100 years of age and begin a family with them, that's a pretty good example on Father's Day of realizing that we as fathers can trust our God, our Lord, our Savior, to take and provide. And yes, being a dad is hard at times. I know it. I live it. But our God is bigger than any challenge or any problem that we have. So I encourage you to turn to Him today. Turn to Him every day. I'm going to ask our praise team to come up, and we're going to close. And as we do, I invite you to respond. However God may be leading. And there are different ways. It may be that you're realizing you want to be more the person God wants you to be, and what it means for you to live as a person of character that we saw in Abraham today. Or it may be that those challenges that you're facing, and this is what I want you to do. If that's what it is, I want you to come up with three challenges right now as we sing this, Faith of Our Fathers, and we think about how God provides in different ways through people. Think of three challenges you're facing today. And then before you leave, at least one, but if you've got three, go ahead and lay three at the altar. You can come up here and you can kneel on your knees and pray, and God will hear that, and it'll make a difference because you came here and prayed, because you took a stand and said, I mean it. Now, you don't have to come to the altar and do that, but sometimes when you do it, it helps you take it more seriously. I'm more than happy to stand here and have that prayer with you. But unless your life is perfect, you've got some conversation God probably wants to have with you before you depart today. Don't leave not having made that right. And if you don't feel that you have that relationship or know how to do that, that's the most important thing you can do today. And I'm here extending an invitation. If you want to know more about what it means to have God as your Heavenly Father, I'd love to talk to you about that. Let's stand together and sing Faith of Our Fathers, hymn number 352.